Hey guys, I'm back with a new episode, and before we get started, I want to remind you that if you are a new subscriber, please remember to like, share, and subscribe on whatever platform you are currently listening to this podcast so that you will not miss when I drop new episodes, and that also just helps with me keeping up to date with my content. So please remember to like, share, subscribe, and we're going to get into it. So on this episode, I want to talk about being perfect, the idea of perfectionism. And I felt this was the appropriate topic to discuss today because in the past 2 weeks or most recently, that topic has come up across, you know, conversations with my best friend, conversations with my family, conversations with my boyfriend, and it made me start to think about my life in a whole. And because this is my last year of being in my 20s, you know, I have been reflecting on a lot of things thus far that I've learned and that I've gone through and still going through. And, you know, I think about, you know, a lot of the mistakes I've made in my 20s and a lot of the things I've had to go through, and I wonder if I have any regrets or if I would do things differently. And, you know, at the time of going through those things, no. You always think to yourself, you know, like, I don't wish this on anybody. But in the same breath, as I reflect on everything I've gone through in my life, I realize that, like, I have no regrets of anything I've experienced, anything I've have had to gone through, you know. I guess the worst experience was losing my dad when I was 8. But as far as the experiences that shaped me to be the woman I am today, I wouldn't have changed any of that. And a lot of times we question why we go through certain things and constantly go through certain situations. And all I can say is that it helped build character. And that might sound cliche, but it's true. You know, I didn't have an easy life. You know, I speak about losing my dad a lot on, you know, past episodes. And on top of that, I've lost, you know, have many losses in my family, like close family members. And, you know, some people go through life without ever having lost a family member or don't know the feeling of losing someone as close, or at least if they have experienced death in their life, it was later on in their lives. Like, this started for me at a very young age. So in a sense, I had to learn what grieving means at a young age, what feeling emptiness means at a young age. You know, a lot of the feelings that I didn't understand, I had to grow through it. I had to learn it on my own because of my life changing abruptly at certain times and, you know, periods in my life. So, you know, as I grew older, life was happening at a fast pace for me. You know, I grew up faster. I did things faster than a lot of people, most at my age. Starting with, before I get into my little life story, I would like to say the reason why, going back to why I, you know, wanted to talk about this topic in this episode is because a lot of people don't know who I am. The real me. A lot of people see pictures on social media. A lot of people who are listening to my podcast never have seen me at all. If you haven't, you know, utilize the links that I give in my bio to, like, see how I look, or, you know, my business page or any of that. You know, some people don't know. They can't put a face to a name. So the people who don't really know me may assume that I have it all together, that I have this picture perfect life because it's just photos, and they don't realize all the hard work and sacrifices that I've had to go through to get through get to the point where I am today, which is still not a perfect life. You get what I'm saying? I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I'm still experiencing new things, and I'm only 29. So yes, I've experienced a lot in my little age, but at the same time, there's so much more than my life that I have not experienced. So people assume things, you know, they think things was given to me. They think, whatever they think, you know, but I bust my ass just the way most people, a lot of people do to get to where I am today. So going back to my little story time. Now, you know, when I'll just start with my 20s because that's the importance. And I don't want to go into high school days because it's not important. So my 20s when I started really experiencing adulthood, you know, I went away to college when I was 17. And I was so like excited to go away. That's all I wanted to do. Everybody was going away and I wanted to be part of that experience, to go away, do what I wanted to do, live this picture perfect life, being a college student, you know, getting up, having a dorm room, having a college basketball player boyfriend. Like, that's the life I visualized for myself. And I went away to a school, you know, I had to take out student loans to pay for school. And everything was up to me at that point. You know, my mom was like, okay, if you want to go away to school, you're going to have to pay for it. So I always had a job since I was 14. So I saved my money and I went away to school. And I also took out student loans. And like, I paid for my laptop. I said, I want a MacBook. My mom was like, if you want a MacBook, you want an expensive laptop. She didn't think it was a good idea for me to bring an expensive laptop out of state to school. Around people I didn't know, but I was like, that's what I wanted. And I was always the type of person, like, whatever I want something, I'm going to get it. Like, no one's going to tell me I can't have something I want. And I saved my $1,000, got me a MacBook, the white MacBook. That was back in like 2010 when they had like the white MacBook mini that came out. And I got that laptop, went away to school, and I was just like, thought like, I was, this is just the perfect, this is all I ever wanted, you know. Especially with being at home and having issues in my family, I really was just like wanting to just get away and just like start a life, my new life, how I thought. And I went away to school, and my freshman year experience was fun. Like, I partied, like, what you see in the movies, you know, with the college students, or if you ever went away to school, you know that feeling, depending on your circumstances in the school and stuff you went to. Like, I went away as a freshman. I was young. I was wanting to party. I wanted to drink. I just wanted to have a good time. But education was always important to me, so I was never that girl that was in school just being a F student. Like, I was in A's and B's my whole life. You know, I've always been intelligent. So when I was in college, I was like, okay, I'm paying for this. Now, it's different when you're in high school, depending on if you went, you know, to a school where you had to pay for your education. I took it more serious. I was like, okay, I'm gonna go to a party, but I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna go to class the next day. I may have gotten no sleep. I may be hungover or drunk from the previous night, but I'm going to go and make sure that I take my ass to school, and I'm going to get good grades and do what I know best, you know, is excel. Utilize my intelligence and get where I want, you know. So I did that. But then I also made some of the wrong choices. You know, I got caught up in the wrong crowds and was getting in trouble and hiding everything. Like, my mom didn't know. Like, she kind of had an idea that I was up to no good in a sense, but like at the same time, she couldn't really pinpoint it or really monitor what I was doing because I was away at school, you know. So I just was having the time of my life. And then, you know, after that first semester, things changed. A lot of people got kicked out of school because of their grades and stuff. So a lot of students I started school with were no longer there. And, you know, I dated guys and girls when I was in school. Like, I just was in a life where I was just experimenting and just doing whatever I wanted to do. Like, I was young. I was intelligent, but I also was young and dumb. So I just did what most people do at that age, is experiment and have fun. And I did. And I dropped out of school the second year. And I was just like, I'm done. Like, I didn't want to be there no more. I had kind of reached rock bottom. And I don't really tell people this, but I never actually shared this with the public eye. But I will say I was at rock bottom to the point where I thought about committing suicide. And I was lost. I was confused. I was involving myself in relationships with guys and was just lost. Like, I felt like I knew what I was doing, but I actually didn't know what I was doing. I went away too soon. I was too young. I didn't know enough. And I, you know, contemplating committing suicide. And I never shared this, so this is me being transparent. I actually was in a place where I tried to kill myself while I was away at school. And I was taken to the hospital, and I experienced being in a psychiatric facility for a week, because when you try to commit suicide, they put you in a psychiatric facility to monitor you. And it was something I did in the spirit of the moment, but I didn't know, think about it. Like, I just thought like, oh, I'm gonna go home. Like, no, they was like, you're not going home. You're gonna have to stay here. And I was really around people that were, had mental, like really mental health issues, and had, you know, just was like, had mental health issues. I don't want to use the wrong terminology. And I wasn't that person. I made a mistake. I was depressed, and I felt like that was something was a, as a temporary fix, but I didn't actually think anything would go further. It was just one of those weird, I was just at a place where I was lost and confused. And that experience was, I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Like, they monitored when I ate. They monitored when I used the bathroom. It was like jail for people that they thought was mentally ill or crazy. And I wasn't that. I'm just like, I'm around all these people and I don't belong here. But I chose to do something stupid and now I'm here. And my family, my mom and my grandmother had came to see me. They stayed there with me. They visited me every day. And it was embarrassing. It was crazy. It was an embarrassing time in my life because I made a stupid mistake that really affected me in the long run, because I had to experience something that was very belittling to me. And I also revealed to my family that I was seeing a woman. Well, a girl. So it was a crazy period in my life. Not only did I drop out of school, I entered a relationship with a girl, experiencing the opposite sex, and I also was in a psychiatric facility. And I decided to go home. I told my mom I didn't want to be in school anymore. Well, I didn't want to be away at school, but I wanted to go back to school. So my mom was just kind of like, well, she was disappointed in me in a sense, because she's just like, you know, like, this is what you wanted, this is what I wanted for you, and now you're home and you can't really be like, she kind of like, without saying it, but saying it, she was just like, well, if you're not gonna go to school, you need to get a job and you can't be here. Like, it was that type of feeling, like I wasn't wanted at home. And I decided to move out. And I went to stay with my grandmother, and me and my mom had a very rocky relationship at that time. Not only did I drop out of school, I was seeing the girl. She wasn't happy about that. You know, she didn't know how to deal with that. You know, it was kind of, I basically was outcasted in a sense because of that situation. And I understand now that I reflect, because as a parent, it's like, how do you deal with certain situations? You don't know how you're going to deal with something until it actually happens. And that was the last thing my mom was expecting of me. But that's how she dealt with it. I decided to still move forward my life. I was just kind of like rebellious at that time, I was just kind of like, well, I'm going to get it regardless. I'm going to do what I have to do. I don't care what nobody thinks. This is what I want to do with my life. I always had that mindset. And I moved in with my grandmother and I stayed there. And, you know what I mean? Like I said, me and my mom's relationship was really rocky. She, like, we didn't really weren't able to coexist. And my grandmother took me in and I saved my money. I was working at a job at a retail store in the city for, you know, I just started a new job. I was saving my money. Like, my grandmother didn't ask me for nothing. She just was like, do what you got to do. I saved my money up with the intentions on getting my own place. I also re-enrolled into school and I moved. So I re-enrolled into City College in the city. And at first I was like, okay, I'm working full time and I need money. So I don't want to overwhelm myself with going to school and working. So because I also now have the responsibility of having an apartment. And I lived really far too. Like I live in Far Rockaway, New York. If you're not from the United States or New York City, Far Rockaway compared to where my school and my job was at, like, it took me almost 2 hours to get to school every day because I lived on the opposite end, literally the opposite end of New York. So I would take a commute every day. And I had 8 a.m. classes, so I used to have to be on the train at 6 o'clock in the morning to get to my class at 8 a.m., get out of school, and then go to work, and then travel all the way back to Long Island. I mean, sorry, Far Rockaway every day. So my commute always been crazy. Like, I've always been this commuter, and like I said, I was trying to have this balance. So at the time, I was only going to school part-time because I was like, I don't want to overwhelm myself with going full-time. But then I realized, like, if I just continue going part-time, I'm not going to graduate. It's going to take me forever to graduate. And I already felt like a disappointment to my family because I dropped out. And at that time, I was comparing myself to my other friends who were in school and, you know, they were soon going to be graduating, but I already took a year off and I dropped out. So I have to graduate soon. Like, I can't just be taking two classes and just delaying the process. Like, I had so much pressure on myself because I had felt like I had to prove to my family, to the world, that, and to myself, you know, that I'm not a quitter. Like, I'm going to continue to fight for everything that I deserve to have. And education was also important to me. Like, I wanted to go away to school because of me, you know. And I always was, like, a little book nerd. Despite all the craziness I've done, I was always a book nerd. And I cared about education. It was important to me. And my family also looked to me as the first person in the family to go to college and graduate. So it was just, like, a lot at stake for me. So I was working a full-time job. I was going to school and I also was paying for an apartment. And throughout that period of that relationship, I moved 3 times. So I was with that person for 4 years. I moved 3 times and I was also working at that point 2 jobs. And going to school. So I was always grinding. Like, that's the moral of that, was that I was always grinding. Like, I was working 2 jobs. I was going to school full time. I was in a relationship. I was paying rent. I was paying for commuting. Like, it was days where I would sleep the whole train ride because I was so tired. There were days I had mental breakdowns because I didn't know how I was going to pay for my books. And I was prideful, so I didn't want to ask my mom for help because we weren't in the best terms. So I just figured it out myself. You know, I cried a lot of nights because I didn't know how I was going to get to see, walk across that graduation stage. I didn't know if it was going to happen. I felt discouraged. I was overwhelmed. But I never gave up. And, you know, I continued to work two jobs or transition into other positions and get promoted into other positions. And when I graduated from school in 2017, that was one of the happiest moments of my life because I fought so hard to get to that place. And I was so burned out. Literally, like, that year before I, like, that year of graduation year, like, my face was so, like, I had, was breaking out so bad from stress. Like, my face, I just had a bunch of bumps and pimples on my face because I was just so stressed out. Like, it was just so much, you know? And, that year, like, I also got my passport. Like, I just had an envision, like, you know, I'm going to graduate. I'm going away for the first time out the country this year. And after that, I just want to travel. I just want to be happy. I just want to live my life. I just want to just elevate from here. And at that time, I was in a new relationship, which was very toxic. And in the midst of going through all of that, I was in a toxic relationship. So I have very low moments in my life that I never share with people. Things that I've gone through. And because it was in no one's business. You get what I'm saying? So people would see me on Instagram. They'll see the graduation photos and they'll see me in the newest Jordans and the newest designer clothing, or just see a selfie, you know, and assume that my life was perfect. I have everything figured out, but I didn't. I made a lot of mistakes. Mistakes with relationships, mistake with my finances that I'm still dealing with from the mistakes I made in the past. You get what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of mistakes I made and a lot of things I had to learn. Most things I had to learn on my own. I didn't really start opening up until maybe 2 years ago and started being sharing my experiences with the world, because I want people to know that, you know, no one's perfect. I'm perfectly imperfect. I have flaws. I've made many mistakes. And I still am here. I still remain strong. And, you know, I was talking to my best friend and I was telling her, like, you know, it's crazy to me how people just assume that I have this perfect life and they become envious and judgmental or do malicious things to me or say malicious things to me, not knowing that I bust my ass for everything that I have. When odds were against me, when I didn't know how I was going to make ends meet, when I didn't know how or when or who, I just did it. Like, you know, I was up against the wall sometimes, but no one ever really knew because I didn't show what I went through. And, you know, she told me, she's just like, you know, I was at a place in my life when I didn't have everything together and I saw you doing things and graduating and doing all these great things and moving and stuff, and I just questioned myself, you know, like, how is she able to do all these things? And when even my best friend and like my family and stuff are starting to see, you know, the other side of me and me open up, you know, and share some of the things I've been through, and they're just kind of like, we never would have known because you handle it so well. Like, how do you handle it so well? And the best advice I could give is that one time, you know, I didn't handle it so well. There were times when I, you know, was going through breakups and it would take a toll on me. I would come to work crying, looking depressed, looking stressed out, losing weight, just really at low points in my life. And this woman said to me that I was working with one time, like, and she said to me, you know, never show what you're going through. Even if you're having a bad day, you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, put some lip gloss on, comb your hair, dress up, and show up. You know, when you look good, you feel good. And that's why, that's always been my thing, is when you look good, you feel good. Never look how you feel. If you wake up feeling stressed, depressed, don't just be like, you know what, fuck it, I'm just going to present myself to the world this way. You print this, you present and put out into the universe how you want to feel, how you deserve to feel. Whatever you are feeling internally, don't allow that to shape you and your presence. Show and walk into the world like you are the baddest bitch. You are strong. You are resilient. You know, nothing phases you. And that's how I showed myself. So people would see me and be like, you always look good. You always just look all well put together. And it's like, because that's what made me feel better about myself. That's what made me feel better about the shit I was going through that people didn't know. The toxic relationships, the, you know, the infidelity, the times I've had to go to clinics and deal with certain, you know, embarrassing situations because of the people I allowed in my life to do whatever it was that they wanted to me because I loved them and didn't love myself. So moral of the story is that I'm not perfect. I'm perfectly imperfect. And I don't have any regrets of anything I've gone through. Nothing was handed to me. Nothing was easy for me. I fought. I had sleepless nights. I've cried. I've almost killed myself to get the prize is, and that is peace. That is my apartment. That is my education, my degrees, my multiple degrees that no one could take from me. My intelligence, my dignity, my self-respect, like all the confidence and power that I have. And the woman I am today, to share these stories with you is to show you that, you know, everything is possible. Anything is possible. You know, you can make mistakes and everyone's going to make mistakes, but you have to learn from those mistakes. You have to teach the things to other people that weren't taught to you, the things that your family and your mother and your father and your siblings didn't share with you on how to fill out a financial aid paper, how to get back into school after leaving school, how to search for an apartment, how to build your credit, how to tap into spirituality, how to, you know, do hair, how to coordinate your clothes. Like, there's so, I'm so well-rounded in many different avenues because of the circumstances and the jobs I've had and just daily shit that I've gone through, that I'm able to speak confidently about certain things where I can help the next individual, because knowledge is power. And like I said, no one could ever take your knowledge and your education from you. No one can take those experiences from you. And those experiences, I'm able to speak about and know that I can help the next person to show them that there is always a way to get through shit. You know, it's not easy, but it requires doing the work. And for those who think that she has it all together, no, she doesn't. You know, I just handle it well and I learn things and I don't sit in self-pity, you know. I don't feel sorry for myself, you know. I say, you know, a lot of things that I've gone through, I didn't deserve to go through that, but there's a lot of decisions that I had to make. There's a lot of choices that I had to make, and I decided to do certain things, and that those are the consequences of decisions and choices that I made. But that doesn't make me or shape me as a person. So no one can assume from photos or from conversations of the present being presented without knowing what was inside that box or what had to have happened for that person to show up today. No one's perfect. And you have to be able to acknowledge and take accountability for your life and know that everyone deserves to have that perfect life, because I still am the person that believes in that fairy tale life. And you should. That means having standards, because of all the things I've gone through, I'm happy to be the woman I am today with standards, you know, not allowing certain things, not taking shit from anybody, you know, that comes with experiences. And that's why being a life coach is my passion, because I have a story to tell and I have the knowledge and the abilities to help other people, you know, create better habits so that they won't make the same mistakes that I've made, you know? So I thank you guys for taking the time out to listen to this podcast, which is a little longer today, but, you know, I had a little story time with you guys. So please remember that All links are in my bio if you would like to reach out to me for, you know, open a relationship session to see if coaching would be the right fit for you. I am available. My schedules and everything is posted with the links in my bio on how to reach me. And I will continue to share new episodes with you. So don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And I'll see you guys soon.